Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman. I'm the CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, and I'm your host of our program. I meet you here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and I'm certainly glad you're here today. In our show this morning, we're going to again have Paul Binion of Clark Capital in the studios with us as we discuss about income production, along with something that I think is extremely important, intentionality. And as a certified financial planner, also known as a CFP, I can tell you that when people become intentional, their actions become much more focused. And when we're crafting a financial plan, all of a sudden, you now have the framework laid out to being intentional about your activities associated with your financial life. As I say all the time, knowledge is power. Exercise your mind, exercise your body. So in this morning's show, I'm hoping that you'll get a little bit of exercise on your mind, because we're going to talk about investments and some of the intentional ways that they work. And then we're going to get quickly talking to Paul again from Clark Capital. So one of the things that when we talk about intentionality, investments, people tend to think that investments are quite mysterious. The fact is, investments are quite intentional. They're intending to do certain things for you. Where disappointment comes is when you're thinking that it's going to do something different than it is. For instance, as a real quick aside, if you put your money into the bank, banks are great places to keep your money safe. That's why we put it in the bank. It's to keep it safe. But then people will put their face down and go, yeah, I earned a whopping 1%. Well, the fact is, it was your intent to keep your money safe. So the 1% is just a bonus, because when you go back to get your money out, guess what? The money's still there, and they gave you an extra 1%. Obviously, during different times, you may get more than that. But the fact is, it was your intent to keep money safe. So don't be upset when you got what you had expected or intended to get. And intentionality, though, within our own portfolios, oftentimes we're not being intentional enough. In fact, over the course of your life, you've been intending and hopefully succeeding in accumulating assets over time. But we want to begin to become intentional about the changeover when you reach that freedom date, when you want to say, I'm not going to get the weekly paycheck anymore, and I now need my investments to offer the income that my paycheck will no longer afford me. So there's lots of different investments out there that you can invest in, such as real estate investment trusts, dividend paying stocks, municipal bonds, and that sort of thing. But I've got an expert right here in the studio, Paul Binion with Clark Capital. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And again, it's great to have you. We had you on the show a few weeks ago when we were talking about income audits, and that offer still stands, folks. If you would like to have an income audit on your own portfolio, I would be honored to work with Clark Capital in doing that for you. Please call our offices, Waterman Financial Services, at 260-436-6588 and ask for me, Lisa Waterman, your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa. So we talk about an income audit, but something that's really on your mind, Paul, is intentionality. And tell me about when we talk about intentionality of investments, what that really means at Clark Capital.
Yeah, so I think, Lisa, the first thing we need to do is just figure out what the definition of intentionality is. If you actually Google intentionality, it's actually a noun. The fact of being deliberate or purposeful is the definition. So what does that actually mean? Well, what it means basically is you're not leaving things up for chance, not leaving things to chance.
Right.
If you think about retirement income and spending 40 years of your life accumulating wealth to retire, and then maybe perhaps spending 30 plus years in retirement, it would only make sense to be intentional and purposeful about it. So what it really means to us at Clark Capital is making sure that when we design an income portfolio, it's done on a personal basis for each client. It's documented plan that's written out. It's a plan that can be reviewed over the next 30 years. It's not just an idea. It's actually delivered through an actual document for each client. That way, when things come at you from all directions in the future that would typically scare a retired, older, more mature investor, you won't be scared because you'll understand how that fits into your overall picture.
And, you know, that's always my goal at Waterman Financial Services is I'm talking to people. We like surprises when they're diamonds and glittery. That's my love of surprises. But in investments, not so much. And for that matter, as we talk about intentionality, when we talk about investments being surprising, we'll always take those nice upswings. But when we talk about the downside, we're really talking about the creation of a risk profile. And that's something that Clark Capital does really well. Talk to us about establishing my risk profile and how does one go about doing that with a financial advisor and Clark Capital?
Yeah, so I think true, meaningful, and purposeful money management is very much like marriage. I think it starts with a courting process of accumulating and gathering information, interviewing and whatnot. And then it becomes...
Did you interview your wife, Paul?
I did, actually. I interviewed my wife for 7 years, Lisa. Actually, better yet, she interviewed me for 7 years. But we've been together now since 1984. And I use this analogy because I think it's relevant. Too many decisions are made in investments that are emotionally driven and typically event driven. 2008 is classic. What's happening right now in the markets with the volatility is creating an angst with certain people as to should they sell some of their stocks? They have too much. The reality is we cannot be in the moment and make decisions. Think about anything when you're in the moment. You're emotionally charged and decisions are typically not made with a state of mind that is rational. And because of that, bad decisions are made. Think about retirement and how little luxury you have to make those bad decisions and recover, unlike when you're accumulating wealth and you have plenty of time to recover from bad decisions.
You know, that's always the scary thing. People always say, well, I just don't have as much time to make up, and which is, in fact, so true. And it makes all the more important the focus of intentionality of investing, which is what we're talking about today on Financially Speaking with Lisa. I'm Lisa Waterman, your host, and you just heard from Paul Binion of Clark Capital. Clark Capital was awarded the 2017 Strategist of the Year by InvestNet and Investment Advisor Magazine, and Barron's Magazine recently nominated Clark Capital as one of their top three portfolio managers managing under $25 billion in assets. So Clark Capital really knows what they're doing, and love talking with Paul. He makes these great analogies. We've just talked about the risk aversion and risk in establishing a risk profile. The fact is, Waterman Financial, we work directly with clients on establishing a financial plan and helping you to become intentional about the path you're taking and what needs to happen to have that, quote, financial success in your own portfolio. Building with the right investments is a key component. And right along with that is determining what your goals are. And I help you with that, trying to figure what those are. But this is Financially Speaking. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. You can download podcast on demand at the WoWo.com homepage. And you can reach us directly at 260-436-6588. And I offer you a free income audit of your portfolio, compliments of Clark Capital. Please call us, 260-436-6588.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wobble Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Sailing into the sunset without a worry is everyone's happy retirement vision. Guidance from a financial advisor who can craft a financial plan based on your circumstance is the first step to a sun-filled and content retirement. Call Lisa Waterman at 260-436-6588.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at WoWo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. I'm Lisa Waterman, your host and CEO of Waterman Financial Services, a local investment advisory firm located on Jefferson, off Jefferson Boulevard in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We have just been talking to Paul Binion of Clark Capital, my guest in the studio today. And Paul just has a great way of giving us analogies in ways of thinking about investments, because a lot of people let investments be too technical. And in fact, I know a lot of people, Paul, you have this too, they'll say to me, so what's the best stock? What should I be invested in? And I also say to people, they tend to think that we know the magic stocks and we keep them in our own portfolios instead of in sharing them. But in fact, when we talk about intentionality of investments, which is what we're talking about in today's program, there are a lot of people who are very unintentional. They got money everywhere and things have been left behind. How does somebody really begin to strategize and become intentional?
I think rule number one is you can't do it on your own. It's like having a conversation with yourself. You can have it, but it's a little peculiar. And certainly it's not really relevant. You're better off having a conversation with a professional. And in that conversation, you would outline things like intent, purpose. One of the really interesting concepts, I think, is if we were to assume that you would have enough money to live your whole life on, then what? So what happens is most of us have spent our entire lives accumulating wealth, thinking about retirement and will we be okay, you know, and how much income we'll need. Very few of us have thought past that point as to what if we have enough income, now what? So we're talking about things like estate planning and legacy planning, which is not a conversation for our talk today, but it certainly needs to be addressed, because if you don't know that you're okay and you constantly live in a world of fear that you won't be okay, many situations, many things you could do with your money won't get done because you just don't know to do it. It's the old classic, you don't know what you don't know.
Right. Some of you, I don't know if I've shared this in the past, but Rotary is very near and dear to my heart. I've been very active in Rotary for about 20 years or so. But we talk about that, helping people answer fundamental needs. And in the world of survival, it's like, do you have food? Do you have clean water? Do you have shelter? Because it becomes very difficult to see the rest of the things that may be important if you don't have those fundamental things taken care of. In your example, just as you gave, so very true is that people don't often think, I do have now enough. Now what am I going to do? And in some of our shows, folks, you'll recall, we talked about extensively about estate planning and legacy planning. I was just saying to Cliff and working with a client today of working and struggling to make those decisions. But as we talk about intentionality of investments and intentionality of financial, I appreciate what you've just said about financial planning. Everything in my world is dictated by a financial plan, and it's so important because it's what are you trying to accomplish? Because then it becomes the backfill of, okay, if you're trying to accomplish this, then this investment may be able to do that. One of the things that brings up is the mixture of investments and asset selection and allocation. You were just mentioning that a little bit off the air, Paul, about coming up with that asset allocation. Again, tell us about Clark Capital and the strategy about allocating assets.
Yeah, so it kind of we're in Indiana, obviously, and so it reminds me of farming and how one is intentional and deliberate and what crop one grows and at what season. And farming back in the day used to be a lot more left for guessing and experts, and now it's right. Extremely
scientific.
Scientific, exactly. Yeah. Even dusting crops and whatnot is done with GPS and so forth. And so our industry has changed. The idea of just basically buying AT&T and never doing anything but keeping AT&T and then having $10 million when you retire, not true anymore. And we see this happening as General Electric unfolds in front of us. General Electric, one of the great stocks of all time, is literally imploding. Mm-hmm. So the world's changing. The technology is changing it and farming's changed. And so too does investing. So the idea of having a deliberate, intentional plan that's personal to your needs, that addresses income distribution in retirement, along with pensions and Social Security factored in, is not just important, it's actually paramount. It's paramount to your success. And what's really somewhat ironic and a little sad is that most investors are worried about what investments they're buying, and the answer really lies in how they're going to sequence their money out in retirement. In what order will they take the money out? If you take income out of stocks in 2008, you're going to be in a different world of hurt than a client who takes income from fixed income that didn't have the fluctuations.
You know, too, I was thinking about when you were here before and we were talking about the whole of creating that income audit and recognizing that it is not a one and done process. One of the things I think that a lot of people do, we tend to, I hope that you're listening to the show and being intentional about that. But a lot of times with investments, because we're not truly living it like you and I are, Paul, we're living it all the time. So a lot of times we just kind of almost do a hands off, which sometimes can be a good strategy because it can get us through some of the market ups and downs. But it also can be a horrible strategy when you're not being intentional about changing your asset allocation as you may be nearing more that freedom day, or not doing an income audit to ensure that you have appropriate income sources as your regular paycheck goes aside and you go, I don't want to work anymore. With that, when we're talking about portfolio management, and we talked a little bit about this on a previous show, the creation of the different segments of your portfolio. Clark Capital, you utilize some mutual funds, but fundamentally, you're a customized portfolio management process. Can you talk to us about that?
Absolutely. So one of the things that an income plan is going to do is it's going to time segment your money. It's going to create short-term buckets, intermediate-term buckets, and long-term buckets, even legacy passing at death buckets. Each bucket, silo, phase, whatever terminology you want to use, is also going to have target benchmarks after costs. So you're going to have, perhaps for the first time in your investing life, benchmarks that are unique to you and not unique to the market. Think about it for a second. Following the S&P 500's return and pretending that's your return would be not intentional or purposeful. It'd be somewhat just a substitute, if you will, a poor substitute. It actually exposes you to more risk because you feel like you need to return the S&P when in essence, you may not even need to be in the S&P. Again, target returns, target benchmarking allows personal benchmarks to be used as waypoints to measure success and failures. And then as a byproduct of measurement, create actionable items like profit harvesting, taking excess profit off the table. We're 10 years into a bull market. The market's up hundreds of percents.
Right.
Maybe it's a good time now, if you had target benchmarking, to realize that you've got too much risk on the table right now and you should take it off.
Fantastic things. And we're going to pick these back up when we come back and talk about those buckets, along with taking dollars off the table. You may now at this point be holding more risk in your portfolio than you originally thought that you were. This is Lisa Waterman. You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa. Visit us at watermanfinancial.com and sign up for our newsletter. You can also visit me on Facebook, Waterman Financial, and call our offices, please, 260-436-6588, because we'd love to talk with you and take you through an income audit, and for that matter, an asset audit, making sure that you've got an appropriate amount of risk in your portfolio and are acknowledging the risk that you hold there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wovo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Thinking about a beautiful sunset and sailing into retirement? Don't wait too long. The best plan is started well before the sailboat is purchased. Let Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, help you. Call 260-436-6588 or watermanfinancial.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa, and I'm Lisa Waterman, your host and also CEO of Waterman Financial Services. I created my own firm back in 2014. When I felt the need to really work personally with people, and part of that intentionality, which is what we're talking about today, brought me into independent private practice with investments and working directly with people on wealth management strategies. It also brought me to working with Paul Binion at Clark Capital. Clark Capital is a leading boutique investment advisory firm based out of Philadelphia and a regular partner of mine as I work with client portfolios. We've been talking about intentionality of investments, and right before the break, we were talking about the segmenting out and risk profiling and that sort of thing. But I'm going to switch or perhaps layer that conversation with something that I do quite a bit in my practice and talk about buckets. And the fact is, too many times we're thinking about investments and it's this broad-based thing that's everywhere. And in your own investment life, you could have an IRA, you could have a 401k, you can have money sitting in the bank, you can have money sitting in a house. All of those are investments. You might have a separate portfolio, but each one of them has a lot of different segments that we can begin to overlay, meaning that taxability is different. They may be different risk assets. You may want to call upon them to convert them to cash at different times. One of the things that you have done probably without perhaps intentionality, and that is determining how much you're putting into each one of those buckets. With Paul and Clark Capital, he talks a lot about the intentionality of our investments. And we've talked about asset allocation as I just relayed out on my hand. You can't see me, but I'm kind of enumerating them. But the fact is, asset allocation in the investment world tends to be a conversation at the start. So I say, oh, well, we'll make you 60-40, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. But Paul, you think there's some flawed thinking in that. Tell us about Clark Capital and that whole discussion.
Yeah. So one of the things that we believe strongly in is asking someone how they feel and how they feel about their money is flawed by its very essence. And any given day, they may be ecstatic about how they feel and how they feel about their money. And the next day, they may be very depressed. Oftentimes, current events play a major role in how they feel. So it becomes like hitting a moving target. It's extremely hard for anybody to plan when the target's moving on them. And even more increasingly difficult and dangerous, I'll use that word dangerous, in retirement, because you can ill afford to make mistakes in retirement. You don't get the second chance in retirement like you got in accumulation. So one of the things we are talking about, again, is being more deliberate and more purposeful. And that would mean creating a plan, an actually written plan that's personally driven by your income needs. By the way, income is the one thing it doesn't change. It does go up in value with inflation as goods become more expensive and services, but it doesn't have wholesale emotional changes. You don't go from needing $50,000 per year to needing $150,000 overnight. So it tends to be a much better judge of how someone, what they need and how they should have their money's position. And then on top of that, designing different buckets with different timeframes. So a short-term bucket for the next 2 years of retirement and one perhaps for the last 10 years of retirement would be handled very, very differently. One perhaps would have stocks in it, all stocks. You need stocks because it's the only investment that actually competes with inflation and actually outpaces inflation. But you also don't want the volatility of stocks. So we want the fixed income, perhaps money markets and things like that, a laddered bond portfolio in the front of our plan. Where do annuities belong? Where does cash value life insurance? All these get answered when one has an individual personalized plan.
You know, I was reading about, there's a certified financial planner who I don't remember his name, but has written a book and really talks about the various buckets and talking about how that risk overlay is so important when we're talking about different buckets. In a good financial plan, it will consider taxability. So for instance, some of you may have very nice 401k balance and you go, wow, I've got $300,000 in there. Taxability, folks, what's going to happen when that money comes out? It's going to be roughly a half because you've got to pay taxes on it. So that you want to make sure you have buckets of different taxable assets. Time is something that Paul just mentioned. This particular certified financial planner, I'd say, kind of follows me. I'm also a certified financial planner. And I believe, too, that you should have assets for long term. Let those be more aggressive because, as Paul was saying, I think earlier in the show, and I've mentioned in other shows, is one of your biggest dangers is the fact that if you live, and not kind of how that sounds, but the fact is you've got to make that money last all those years. The best way to make your money last is through investing in the stock market. However, that also tends to be the riskiest asset. So balancing those and working with a professional and determining how much should be in that bucket is an important piece. So we talk about riskiness and asset allocation. Now, with that, one of the things we haven't talked about, Paul, I believe, is a bond ladder. Some people know what a bond ladder is, others don't. But I know at Clark Capital, certainly that becomes a part of the conversation as we build out a bond portfolio to create income.
Exactly. So what we're talking about is building a portfolio of multiple bonds with different durations and different maturity dates. What that does is that it affords us the luxury of having liquidity, money coming due periodically throughout our lifetime. If you take the bond portfolio ladder and then you actively manage the ladder for increasing interest rates and opportunity and risk, you end up with a very, very attractive means to manage short and intermediate term money in a plan. If you choose not to do that and you choose to go more the mutual fund route, where you don't have that transparency and knowledge of what bonds you own, it becomes a little bit more complicated and confusing. That complication leads us away from intentionality. Remember, our theme today is being purposeful and deliberate. Mutual funds aren't deliberate and intentional because they have a very wide mandate, and that mandate isn't always clear to you as the investor. And that, by definition, breaks that intentionality concept.
Now, on this show, we talk about mutual funds. We've talked about portfolio management, as would be available through Clark Capital and Waterman Financial Services. Mutual funds are a big part of that. In the previous show, Paul was talking about how they were originally created, and mutual funds have a very valued purpose. So I don't want you thinking that they're bad if you've got them in your portfolio. But in a rising rate interest environment, which is where we are today, you might see some negatives begin to pop up on those bond mutual funds simply because of the way they're designed. As we're talking about intentionality, I want you to begin thinking about your portfolio, and your portfolio is everything that you own. And surely there are potentially mutual funds in there. There might be individual stocks or bonds. And what I would like to do and ask you to do with me is to call my office at 260-436-6588 and help us to be intentional with you. Be intentional on your preparation of your retirement or your freedom date. Be intentional about you want to take a worldwide vacation. All of those things begin with the crafting of a plan, which is a very intentional process. I am Lisa Waterman. I'm your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa. And as I always tell you, please exercise your mind and exercise your body, because both of those are the gift you give yourself. And in fact, by being intentional about your investments, you can be exercising your money, your body and your mind well into your 90s, because as you live late in life, you're going to need investments and you're going to need money. So I hope I can be a part of that in your future. Call us, 260-436-6588. See you next week.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on Mobile Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on mobile.com. Clark Capital Management is not affiliated with Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Podcasts by Federated Media.